forgotten. Our country's infiltrated with the very thing our soldiers died for to keep out. And so we need to, as a church, the body of Christ, we need to be in prayer for the United States of America. We need to pray for our veterans. We need to pray for those who sacrificed their life for this great nation. We all got family members, I'm sure, that have done that. I have grandfathers, uncles, my dad, all of them fought for this nation. And now that the enemy has infiltrated our nation, and we need to stand against them. We need to be bold and strong and speak against the evil. It's a spiritual warfare, and we need to speak against it. And they want to take over this nation, but God raised this nation up to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out around the world. And you know something? I believe it's going to happen. And I believe it is happening right now. I'm not looking for UFOs. I'm looking for Jesus. Amen? That's who I'm looking for. Those UFOs are nothing. You know, they're afraid that the UFO, I was going to speak on that day and I decided not to. I thought I'd get more exciting topic. They're going to try to tell us that these UFO creatures created us. There's some out there already planning on that. And it's going to try to get people discouraged in the Word of God. But it's all junk. All of it. It's another attempt of the devil to try to destroy and take people's faith from them. So we need to stand strong as a church, stand for what we believe, stand in this nation and fight against the spiritual warfare, because there's people that are being led of demonic spirits to tear down this great nation. And I thank God for every person in every area of our government that loves the Lord, that is working hard to keep this nation straight and independent, as well as doing different jobs that'll help us be aware of what's going on so that we can stand and keep our nation. I don't know about you, but I love America. Amen. I love freedom. How many love freedom? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, I love freedom and I don't ever want to lose it. And I am so thankful in my heart for the past decades of our soldiers that have fought and died overseas to keep the evil off our land. And now we need to fight internally for this nation. So praise God for our soldiers. Praise God for the soldiers of the cross. Amen. We need to be out witnessing. Amen. Amen. We need to do that. Any opportunity, the city, one person, you tell one person about Jesus, that might be the person that Jesus ordained to spread the gospel even faster in our cities and our states and our nation. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. We rejoice in it. Each day we rejoice. You said to be glad in it. And so, Father, we're glad that you've given us another day of life. Another day, Lord, to promote the gospel. Another day to live for you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. We commit this morning to you. Those watching, Lord, we invite them and we thank you for them also as well, Lord, as our people within the building. And Lord, let your word, not my ideas or read, Lord, that it let it touch hearts and lives. And I thank you, I praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody shouted,
amen.
Hallelujah. I like it. Any testimony? Anybody want to give a testimony? No one? Got really quiet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So my message today, did I say it was excited? Exciting?
Yes.
So what are you expecting?
Exciting.
That's too bad. I set myself up. Anyway, it's called In Remembering Me. Isn't that exciting, In Remembering Me? You know, a lot of people say, oh no, what a boring one. Why did I come to church today? Well, I tell you what, remembering is one of the greatest gifts that God has given us. And you know something? He talks about remembrance through his whole, from the Old to the New Testament, all through there about remembering, remembering, remembering. And we need to remember things in our life, don't we?
Yes.
So the summary of the message today is the importance and meaning of practicing a memorial and remembering. Being able to remember is a gift of God. It literally is, to be able to remember. And I know there's some things you wish you didn't remember. Amen. You wish you could. I was thinking about that. And a lot of the things that happened in my life, again, that may have been bad or not great times of my life or anything are things that I can remember, not dwell on them, but look back and realize that those things I get my understanding and my knowledge and hopefully wisdom from the bad things as well as the good. So we're to be thankful for all things, and our remembering is a vitally important thing that God put within us. And being able to remember is a gift. But many times we got to remember things in our life. And but particularly those who gave their life and service to our country. I just want to again say that. I think of the thousands of white crosses that was shown on this film up here. There's thousands throughout the nation in small cemeteries as well. Those are men and women who died for the freedom of this great nation. We need to remember that. When we see all this here foul stuff that's on the news today from the enemy that is trying to belittle our nation and those foolish people that are standing up and tearing America down, we need to remember what our soldiers and our people have done to keep us free. They don't understand that the reason they're able to stand up and be stupid is because of the men and women who fought and died for them. Otherwise, they couldn't try that in some Muslim country. People need to remember, really need to remember those who did. But tomorrow, again, is a day that we set aside to remember those sacrifices on behalf of our nation. But memorials are not just man's idea or invention or obsession. The Bible is full of references to memorial and remembrance, some even instituted by God himself. Yes, God did put things in place himself for you and I to remember. I think about the rainbow. That's kind of a memorial, isn't it? God promised you and I that he would never flood the world again. And every time I see a rainbow, what do you think of? Not the other thing. I'm talking about the real rainbow, the one that comes from God that is totally different than the one that we see. So the concept of remembrance, memorial days were instituted so that we would not forget the person and the work of God. Memorial days were instituted so that we would not forget each other's person work. And while I stop on that one, Abby talked about VBS coming up. VBS is coming quickly. Did you know that? Time goes by really super fast, and we don't have the volunteers that we need right now, and if we're going to proceed and go forward to minister to the young people that God wants to minister to, we need to start thinking about, can I be part of VBS this year? It's changed it. It's going to be easier, and for the people who have time or just can take some time off or whatever, but we really need some people to let Melissa and Mark know if you can be part of it, because you know some people sign up at the last minute, but in order to make proper preparation for anything, even within business, you need to know you got the people to do it. Amen. So we need to know as quickly as possible if you can be part of VBS. If there's somebody watching, it'll be in the area. I know Sandra would have her family when they come in from New York in the summer a few times, they would come in and even help us, and that's great. As long as we know the people, and we do check people out too. If we don't know who they are, they might come from another church or whatever. We will do background checks just to be children. We want to protect our people in the church too. But if you know anybody or even yourself and you're thinking about doing it, let them know as quickly as possible. We really need to know in order to do that. In the financial end of it again, every single year that we've done VBS, God has supplied the finances. So is all I'm going to say on that is thank you, Lord. Yes. I know it's done this time too. Yes. It's a done deal. Amen. So if you feel led to, you know, put $1 million in the offering, go ahead and do it. Yeah. Memorials were instituted so that we would realize God does not forget us or our work. God never, as I just said, even VBS, God doesn't forget any of it when we do it for him, his glory. I always encourage people because people say, well, I'm not gonna do it because I don't like the preacher. Well, that's your problem, isn't it? Because I like the preacher. And if I'm gonna work, I do it for him. And the people get the benefit. So God sees that work, he never forgets it, and our work is a memorial to our Lord too, to remember what God is doing. So every little thing that I do in my life, I want to glorify him. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6:10 says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work, which he has showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." That's a great scripture verse right there about our God looking at us and looking at everything we do. Your vocation, what you do in your life, and the work, and you do it all for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Objects that God even used for memorials. Stones were used to memorialize things. Books of remembrance were established. How about the Lamb's Book of Life?
Amen.
Scrolls or tablets were used to stir memory. Certain offerings were intended to stir the memory. Gold and financial offerings were in the book of Esther. Mordecai, anybody remember that story? Esther Mordecai was remembered for his loyalty and bravery in saving King Xerxes from assassination plot, which led to his recognition and honor by the king. Mordecai stood for what he believed.
Amen.
He did not back down. And he was honored for that and put in second most powerful man in the kingdom at that point. One of the Jewish Feast of Purim remains vibrant and joyous celebration that centers around Esther's courage that resulted in the salvation of the Jews also. She risked her life standing for what she believed in her nation, for her people, and stands as a memorial that God showed us. You know, people don't understand, but this book here is written down, and this is where we live by it. We live by the things that are in this Bible, and it's important to read it. Nehemiah asked God six times that his deeds be remembered before God and others. He wanted to be remembered. And the New Testament contains written memorials to saints who faithfully served God at the times to be the detriment and loss of their own life. They stood for what they believed and they were martyred for it. They were tortured for it, persecuted for it, but they stood for what they believed. We need to do the same in the hour that we're living as a memorial to our God and to other people to see the one who we're living for and what we want for this nation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In scripture for all of us to read. Just think, centuries later, and we're still reading it and living by it. So it's important to have that memorial. God remembers the righteous in Malachi 3:16. It says, "When they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." Wow, God's got a book of remembrance. In heaven, God keeps records. Did you know that? I'm sure you all did, right? I've said it before. God keeps records. And not just, but God also keeps record of every single thought that goes through here. How many would like your thoughts played up on the screen? God's got a book where they're written down. Will he show them to us someday? I don't know. I'm scared. That's a healthy fear. Be careful what you're thinking on. Be careful what you're thinking about other people. God's got a book of remembrance. If you didn't know that, and his word's true, I just read it to you. Was written before them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name. Book of Remembrance serves as a symbolic record of the righteous deeds, the faithful obedience, and the devotion of God's people. God memorialized the faithful deeds of people so that we might remember and imitate their walk of faith. We should imitate people that are faithful to God and living the life. Amen. We learn from each other's. I like to look at brothers and sisters in Christ that have a strong walk with the Lord, that love to talk about Jesus, like to live for Jesus. I don't like compromising. And I'm not Mr. Perfect either. I don't do everything right either. But I know there's other people that look at me, that watch me in my life. One time when I taught Teen Challenge for 7 years, and one time my wife and I were sitting, when it was, I think, in Spring Lake Park or wherever the place was, this guy comes up to me, looks at me, and he said, are you Lynn Diekman? I said, yeah. And he said, I remember you. He said, I remember you're so excited about Jesus. And then he shook my hand like we always did, where he gave me carpal tunnel. But see, your life impacts other people. Other people are watching you, how you live your life. And that's so vitally important. That's a memorial to them. and they're watching. There's somebody watching this right now. Did you know that even being in here, even though it's down a little today here and everything, there's people that walked in here today that know you're here today and they watch. They're really happy that you're here. It's important. That's why when we skip church, it hurts certain people. And that's why, Lord, help me to be faithful in order to glorify you before your people. Amen? Amen. That's what we need to do. And so we need to work on that. But the Book of Remembrance, again, is a vitally important book that we need to remember that God is keeping record. Matthew chapter 26, 6 through 13, God memorialized a woman who anointed Jesus' feet. I thought about her. This woman was an example of extravagant worship. Against the protest of the disciples, Jesus called attention to the heart of this woman whose reputation. They got upset when she went to pour that ointment, that perfume, upon Jesus. And they didn't like that. But listen here. Matthew 26, 13. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there also this, that this woman had done be told for a memorial of her. We're talking about it yet today, aren't we? What she did for Jesus Christ. And that's how important your life is. Every one of us are a memorial to someone also, or to people. We got to think about that. And it's important to remember that in how we conduct our life and in life. How important, really, again, how important that your and my life is before this God that created us. And how he can use us as we are committed and live for him. God remembers us. He never forgets us. Now, I realize that God doesn't forget. He is all-knowing God. He's an all-knowing God. There is nothing that God doesn't know. Nothing. We try to hide things from each other. We can't from God. He knows it all. He knows it as it starts in a thought in the head. He already has got it. Can't hide anything. He is aware of every detail of our lives, our vacations again. He's aware of the purpose of our lives, what we use it for. Memorials have been realized that God does not forget us and how important we are to him and how much he really loves and cares for you and I. That's why he watches us. It isn't to see if we did something wrong where he could slam you. That's not God's intent. He wants you and I to make it. He wants you and I to have an abundant life. Even through the terrible times that this world can bring upon us, God wants us to have a beautiful life. And he desires that. So sometimes he allows us to get kicked in the pants, so to speak, in order to get us back on track. He wants us to make it. Glory to God. Memorial stones. I think about talking about the stones for Israel in Exodus 20:12. And thou shalt put the two stones upon the shoulders of the ephod, which is the sacred garment of the priest, for stones of memorial unto the children of Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before the Lord upon his two shoulders for a memorial. Just think about that. How important your name is now. And what God did for them that had to carry the names of the people of Israel, the tribes and stuff, the priests had to do that. And he's always thinking about you and I because he cares. Revelation talks about a white stone of remembrance, Revelation 2:17. He that hath an ear, how many got ears? Right? Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receives it. So you're going to get a new name. A brand new name. And what color stone?
White.
A white stone, and your name's going to be engraved in that stone that you will only know the meaning of it. Think how special God thinks we are that he would do that. He thinks about those things. Our name is so very important to us. We treasure our names. We should, and we are attuned to it. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than the silver and the gold. And I see today how many people who ruin their family names by improper living, improper things that they do in their life. Maybe I've done those in my past too before I'm a Christian. Pray to God I didn't, but now I know why mom and dad want us to be good. Why our name was so vitally important in the community. God even says our names are so vitally important. If I someday when I die, should Jesus tarry, I hope he comes first. I don't want to kick the bucket just yet. But I hope when people think of my name, they got good thoughts. A good name. You should think about your name. Is your name, ask yourself, if I'm gone, will people remember me? And what will they think about me and how I live my life? We need to remember stuff like that and how we live our life. Ecclesiastes 7:1 says, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. They don't remember you so much your birth, but I tell you what, when you're dying, when you're dead, that's when people start thinking about who you were. And that's why it's so vitally important. If a person so lives that he acquires a good name throughout his life, measured by God's standards, by the way, not mine, he or she will be honored at death than at birth. We like to see our names in print. We enjoy seeing it engraved. God himself will give every believer that stone that I just mentioned with their name engraved. It signifies a special relationship with the Creator and a Redeemer. Because why? God remembers us. He remembers he created us. He hasn't forgotten that. Some people say, God has forgotten me. No, he isn't. That's a lie of the devil of hell. God never forgets us. He remembers who we are. Because when you get that stone, he's got a name ready. He probably already got one for you. Who knows if you're going to go to heaven? How many want to go to heaven? I asked that question on purpose. It's interesting to see hands, especially those on social media. Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. That's a promise from God. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. God's established that relationship with you and I through Jesus Christ. He declares emphatically, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and he never will. Don't let the devil tell you if you're in a position and a horrible time in your life, don't say God's left me. No, don't ever say that. God does not leave his people. We walk away from him. We leave him. He never leaves us. Seem dark. God hasn't forgotten us. Even when the worst things are happening in our life, God has not forgotten us. God remembers genuine worship too. Paul wrote in Philippians 4:18, but I have all and abound. I am full, and having received of Epaphroditus, I should say, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. See, that metaphor illustrates how financial support for others can be viewed as a worship and a devotion to God. That's why when you give to Crossfire Assembly, hopefully it goes before God as a sweet smell. As we put the money back into ministry, we buy Bibles. We send money to missionaries. We help out in different areas. We help our local police department. We help support them to purchase things for what they need to do their jobs. We do things. We use the money here. That's why God raised Crossfire up, not to see how big we can get or how much we can get. He raised us up to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out to a dying world and to have a difference in our community. And that's why in God's, when you give it, what did Abby say this morning? God loves a cheerful giver. Yeah. Say it with me. God loves a cheerful giver. God loves it because it goes up before him as a sweet odor, a sweet, because he knows what that accomplishes when we give it to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The worship of another one in the Bible, Cornelius. A Gentile became a memorial before God. I always like Cornelius here too. Acts 10:2-4. He's a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the 9th hour of the day, an angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius! And when he looked, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms, meaning his good deeds, are come up for a memorial before God. Don't miss out on prayer. Don't miss out on your good deeds, doing things for God. It's not a waste of time. It's not in vain. Everything we do, everything time we come to prayer in sincerity for God, it comes before Him as a memorial. He hears our prayers. He verifies that in Scripture. He said, I not only hear your prayer, I answer them. And guess what? He is no respecter of person. Poor, rich, whatever the color of our skin, no matter our nationality, whatever. God created every human being in His image, and He loves us all equally. Don't ever let the devil tell you that He cares more for us. He doesn't. He's equal opportunity God. He truly is. But here we have a non-Jew finding favor before God due to his genuineness of his prayer and the purity of his offering before God. These offerings of prayer money rose to the nose of God like a sweet perfume. Hallelujah. So when you're praying, pray with a joyful heart and hears you and understands. And he does always answer. Some people say God doesn't answer all prayers. The only ones he don't answer are the ones that are prayed in non-belief. Isn't that true? God says, if you don't believe, think you're going to receive? You got to believe it. When you come before a God that's the God of the impossible, anything we come to Him, He can do it. No matter how complex, no matter how severe, He can do so much that even a person that dies on their deathbed, He can raise up. Anything God can do. Praying person. I want to keep saying that because a lot of people don't like to hear that sometimes. But you know something? If we're not a praying church, we're a worthless church. We shouldn't even be here. We need to be a praying church, continually going before the Master, going before the One who answers prayers, answers a congregation corporately as well as individually. Are you a cheerful giver of your time, your service, your money, your personal time, your sacrifice of worship? God responds to a heart who worships Him in spirit and in truth. Man remembers God, Ecclesiastes 12. I got a few young people in here this morning, but here's what Ecclesiastes says. Remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth. When? In the days of your youth. That's the word. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, have no pleasure in them. God is basically saying the time goes by so fast, there's going to be a time in your life when there's no more pleasure in your days. I had an uncle that about a week before he died, I met with him and I led him to the Lord. And he said to me, I don't have any more pleasure in life. Every day I have no pleasure. In Ecclesiastes right here, as you get older and older. So remember your Creator while you're young. That when you get to that age, you don't have to say that I take no more pleasure. Because you'll have pleasure in knowing that one day when you die, you'll go to be with Him. That's what a Christian person can do as we grow older and older. It's not all negative. Because He never forgets us even when we get gray hair and grow old. We're just as important as a newborn baby. And that's why we got to remember that, to come before Him. Guess, you know, thinking about that, I thought about Solomon. He was a very wise man, right? Very wise, understand too. He had an expensive home. Very wise man. But listen, Solomon himself, he had forgotten his Creator. Yes, he forgot the Lord. He forgot the One who created him. He forgot Him. Solomon and all that wisdom, all the riches, everything in life, but yet he forgot God. Can you and I forget God? You bet we can. We can forget Him. See, Solomon lived his life so much with all those things that he went too long without remembering God. He forgot who God was. He's encouraging young people here, pleasure, but to remember their God, their Creator, who gives them all things in life, even as a young person. God gives you the ability to go to school. He gives you the ability to think and reason things out and speak and do a lot of things in life. We're to remember our Creator, everything in life. And you'll be a happier young person as you walk through life, remembering your Creator. Because things can get pretty tough down here, right? Amen. Us older folk know that. But we want to encourage our young people. God will take you all the way through it because He'll never forget you. He'll never leave you. He'll be with you. And He'll help you to get through the tough parts of growing. And when people pick on you, ridicule you, persecute you, He'll give you the strength to go. Amen. Amen. Been there, done that. We'll do it. Remember creation. God instituted the Sabbath day to remember creation. Every day is the Sabbath day since Jesus died on that cross. So every day we remember that He can give us rest and we can think about Him. Remember His promise never to flood the earth, as I said at the beginning. Remember His words. Remember His words. You can't remember His words if you don't read it. You can't remember. You got to read the Word of God in order, because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will bring to remembrance. But if you don't have it in your heart, in your head, that's why it's important. The devil's going around today telling people you don't need the Old Testament. It's outdated. It's no good for today. It's a lie out of the pits of hell. We need to have the Old Testament because in there is memorials for you and I that work today in our life. The old confirming the new and the new confirming the old. We need it all because in there we learn a lot how to live our life in the Old Testament as much as in the new, if not more in some cases. The words of God were carefully written down. He knew exactly which words to write down. There's a going around now that people need to read the book of Enoch. No, we don't. Word of God. If it were, it would be in the Bible. The Catholics still have it in their Bible, but it's not part of the Word of God. It's man's ideas, man's thoughts, some good thoughts in there, but it has nothing to do with the inspired Word of God, and people are learning on that now. The Mormons, the Book of Mormon, it's a book out of hell. They added to Scripture. We're only to remember what's in this book here. That's the only one. Jehovah's Witness, Watchtower Magazine, piece of junk. Throw it in the fire. Psalms 119, 105 says it good. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The illumination of truth. The Scripture is often compared to a pathway. This is how we walk through this earth right here. Everything that you're dealing with in life is in here. You may not read the exact thing naturally, but it all comes together in God showing us how He's giving us the ability to be more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors to them that are in Christ Jesus. He shows us how to be victory, how to have victory through His word. Whatever you're going through, it may be difficult, complex, whatever, He'll get you through it. One way or another, God will bring you through whatever you're going through. No matter how long you've been dealing with it. We need to trust Him. But remember His work with Israel, 1 Chronicles 16:12. Remember His, says, remember His marvelous works that He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. He's saying to the people, do you remember that what God had done? People, for even they forgot what God had done for them in the will in Egypt, bringing them out. See, we're leaky vessels. We're leaky vessels. We forget. But here it says, remember His marvelous things in our life that God has brought us through. Yes. And many times people forget and they get angry and bitter and even will walk away from God. I've met Christians like that who get into a horrible thing and some of it they cause themselves and they blame God. God should have helped me. No, He shouldn't. He shouldn't have been there to begin with. Should use common sense. He gave you a brain, use it. So we need to do that. But there's things in life that just seem to happen, and they're tough. But God told us to remember what He did in the past in order to give us victory for the future. He's going to bring us through. Yeah. We're going to make it. Yes. Even in this nation, we're going to make it as Christians. Now, the world's not. They're not going to make it. They got a horrible future. We're going to see God do supernatural things in America.
Hallelujah.
We're going to see, in spite of everything that's being said, we're going to watch and see our God do supernatural works within the body of Christ and around this world. Amen. It's happening right now, and it's going to increase, but you need to be aware of it, and you need to look for it and say, is God's hand working there? You need to look for it. You won't see it. The major feasts of Israel were intended to cause the children of Israel to remember God's work among them. The Jews still practice many of these feasts today. We're not to practice them because Jesus fulfilled all that thing. But they are a memorial to the Jewish people also, as well as us. Even today we see that. The history of Israel is memorialized in these feasts. Passover remembers the exodus and deliverance from the centuries of bondage. Pentecost brings to remembrance the first fruits that belong to God, the birth of the church. Booths and tabernacles remember the wandering as homeless in the wilderness. Day of Atonement brings to remembrance its need for a substitute. Trumpets or New Year remember new beginnings. All kinds of memorials within Scripture that you learn about that are vitally important for you and I in our walk with the Lord too. Deuteronomy 8:2 says, and thou shalt, what?
Remember.
I guess I got to cup this hand a little more. Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know that what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. We're journeying through life right now. Things are happening in our lives right now that God is proving us, even today. He's finding out what's truly in the Christian's heart today. Sad to say, we have a sick church. But God is proving us through what's happening in the world today and how it's impacting the church today and how the church is impacting the world today. And it isn't. We still have a chance because God's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. That gives you hope, doesn't it? It's not all negative. There's a lot of positive when you serve the living God. Remember his name. We should always remember God's name. God gave Israel a memorial name so that they would never or ever remember that he is a covenant-keeping God. God keeps his word. He never breaks his word. Exodus 3:15, and God said to moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God. I hesitated there. Because that's so important right there. The children of Israel, the Lord God of your father Isaac and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. That is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. The Lord our God. And look how that's being abused today. People are forgetting that he's a holy God. But he's Lord. If he's truly Lord of a Christian's life, then a Christian should be living their life because they said, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. He should have first in your decision-making and how you live your life. If he's truly Lord. That's what Lordship is. People want him as a Savior, but they don't want him as a Lord. But God says, the Lord God, remember my name, the Lord God. That means he... Isaiah 26:8. Yea, in the way of judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. We need to remember that as Christian people. We need to have that thought of remembrance within our spirit. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you, Lord, keep us to remember these things. Remember your word that we can live out these final days, these seconds before you're going to sound that trumpet, that we're living a life that is glorifying you every moment. Remembering the deliverance of Egypt, God instructed Israel to celebrate the Passover, to continually commemorate the significant deliverance. This was accomplished by the powerful hand of God against all the hosts of hell. Nothing is impossible for God. All hell is against this nation right now, too. We are in a spiritual warfare, literally, a spiritual warfare, and people are being used by demonic spirits, and we're in a warfare right now. But my God will deliver us.
Amen.
He will deliver us.
Amen.
I guarantee it. Psalm 77:11, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. We got to remember what God did to Egypt. The Jews, the Israelites, We got to remember that. That's why it's in there. It helps you and I, encourages you and I to know that there's even hope, even for a whole nation out of a nation, in order to preserve it. And how did he do it? It's all written in the book as a memorial. And we can look back on it and say, well, God, if you did it for Israel, you can do it for America. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't that get you excited?
Amen.
I believe God's hand's upon America.
Yes.
And I believe he's doing the work in spite of the things that are going on. We're going to see God's people. We're going to have the victory. And we need to remember what God did in Israel. Believe me, the people in Israel thought they would be in bondage forever. But guess what? They didn't know the one who was creator. They forgot him. Till Moses came along. God told him, God. And that act of remembrance is spiritual discipline that strengthens your faith and my faith. It encourages us to believe and to reflect on God's intervention even in this country. We are very forgetful people. We need to write things down, don't we?
Yes.
God has promised to crush Satan under our feet. He promised it. It has been written as a memorial and it's coming to pass.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In another case, Israel gave offerings so that they would remember where the victory came from. Numbers 31:54. And Moses said to Eleazar, the priest took the gold of the captains of the thousands and the hundreds and brought it into the tabernacle memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything that you and I give within a church, whether it's this one or anyone, if you're giving it from your heart to the God, it's a memorial to him, as I said earlier, as a sweet odor. So don't hold back from God. Don't hold back. Give him whatever you got. If he's calling your heart, give it to him. Don't hold on to it. So Corrie Ten Boom once said, you gotta let go and let God. You gotta let go and let God. We need to do that with our finances too. When things are tight, that's the best time never to give God. I was hoping to get quiet there because I just told you an untruth. When things are really tough in your life financially, give God.
Yes.
Give out of your need and work your give out of your need and give yourself out of debt.
Yes.
You can do that. You can give yourself literally out of debt because it's a law that God put, a law of reciprocity that he put in this world. And he said, if you give, you shall receive. And many people say, well, things are really tough right now. I got to hold back. Well, that's you hold back and you'll always be squeezing. We learned that, didn't we? Early in our walk. If I had a dime in my pocket, it belonged to God. That dime's here. What can I do with a dumb dime out there and get a gumball? And I've been that poor. Not even a dime. I used to blow the dust out of my billfold. But look at God. God has been good. But every time we give to the Lord, it's a memorial. That's why it's important to be a cheerful giver. I told the people when they make announcements up there, I want that said. We got to remember to be cheerful givers. Remember your redemption. I shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. That's what it's all about. When we give for ministry and everything, it's to win the lost. It's to encourage the saints, to make disciples in all nations. That's what we're doing. We're to remember that. Everything we're doing for even our redemption. And this prescribed offering pictures the fact that we have been redeemed by God and we belong to God. It was a token illustration that our very life is in God's hands. Our very life. Remember the milestone in Joshua chapter 4, verses 2 and 7. When your children, it says, what do these stones mean in Joshua 4, 7 now? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Memorials are important. Remembering so vitally important. The Bible, again, is that memorial for us to remember these things. We can go back and read and see what God did in the lives of the people there, and he's going to do the same for you and I. It seems so easy to forget God's wonderful work in our life. It seems so easy, but people do. We do. We forget his goodness and his mercy. He'll bless us. Road, something happens, things are tough. You forget what he did here. But God, you should write that down. What did God do for me back here? If he did it back here, he's going to do it again up here.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? That helps us to remember him, because we literally forget God in our own personal life too, as I said earlier. Psalms 9:17 says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, all the nations that forget God." That's really scary. We need to remember how great our God is. When life seems dark and memories seem to fade, we need to remember him. Because of our forgetfulness, it would be good to journal our journey on this earth. I'm a poor journal. Computer now, you can type, but my writing's terrible. I wouldn't be able to read it a month from now. Somebody in here is really good, though. I tell you, I won't say names, but somebody's a good journalist in here. It would be good to memorize God's great work in our life. It is good to remember that God does remove obstacles that stand in our way of our journey toward his promise. There's things in you and I that God literally is moving out of the way for you and I to go further with him. And he's done it, and some of us don't even acknowledge it. But he's removing things in your life to give you the victory. And he will continue to do that, because that's who he is. What things has God removed in your life to answer to your prayer? Have you prayed prayers and God?
Yes.
Yeah, amen. Probably all of us could say that when you think about it. Even Amy's little dog, Barney.
Yeah.
I think that obstacle, whatever is making that little guy, could have been a spiritual attack even up on that little dog that affect Amy. You never know. The devil, he doesn't quit, but God is greater. But when he does, it's good to find ways to memorialize the events so that when our way seems dark and things get tough in life, you got something to fall back on. Maybe make a note in your Bible at a certain time, whatever. God's good. Remember the sacrifice and restoration of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11, "When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had sup, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me.'" Twice Jesus asks us to remember him. We do that at least once a month in this church to remember the sacrifice that Christ did for our salvation.
Amen.
Because even Christians forget who sacrificed his life for them. Sad to say, but we do. That's why we need to have that communion.
Yes.
As many times as we want. Because when every time we do it, we remember what Jesus did for us. It continually reminds us. Christ's work on the cross fulfilled all the previous pictures and feasts and the celebrations pointing to a long-awaited Messiah who would restore relationship between fallen man and our God. Jesus did that for us. He reconciled us back to our God. Hallelujah. That's why I say, remember me. I'm the one that did it all, not you. Denominations didn't do it. Priests didn't do it. Pastors didn't do it. Missionaries didn't do it. Workers in the church didn't do it. Jesus did it. It all is about him. He is the one. This is a work that cannot be forgotten. Theme of worship throughout all eternity. This is what Jesus did. Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice. What kind of a voice?
Loud.
Yeah, I like it. A loud voice said what? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Throughout eternity, that's going to be shouted. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Everything in this life is about right there. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And this is one thing that God will not remember. Isaiah 43:25. "I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins." Did you hear that? He will not remember our sins. See, we can't forget, but God can. permanently.
Yes.
And every sin that I created before I became a born-again Christian, God forgot it. You could go before God and say, Lynn Diekman did this and he did that. He was really a scum of the earth. And God looks at it and he said, I see the blood. He's white as snow. He's cleansed from his sin. I don't see him that way at all. He's my son. That's why salvation is so beautiful. Because, see, we're all born sinners. The Bible says we're born into sin. We're all born. That's why God said, I'm going to send my son to hang on a cross. We need to remember that. And when we commit our lives to him, we become born again, as Scripture Jesus said we need to do. That we come to him and ask for forgiveness. He said, I'm just and faithful. I'll forgive your sins. And he does. And now we belong to him. And now the devil is going before the throne of God making accusations about you and I. And God doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's a babbling fool. God doesn't know it. God doesn't remember anything that I've done in my past. That's why it's important, even as a Christian, when I find myself maybe sinning in thought, deed, or action in this life,
yes,
to get it under the blood,
yes,
and ask God never to help me to do it again.
Yes.
Hebrews 10:17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. God said that. Psalms 34:16, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, that cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. God will forget the sinner. When they end up in hell, God will no longer remember them for all eternity. That's why they came to the Lord and said, Lord, Lord, did I not do this in your name? Did I not do that in your name? I healed the sick. I raised the dead. I paid my tithes. I went to church. I read my Bible. I did all those things, God. God's going to say, I don't know you. And when they end up in hell, God will never remember them ever again. We won't either. At that point, we won't remember anyone that ends up there. That's why we work so hard to gain people, to win people, compel people to come to Jesus. In conclusion, I'll stop there. How many know there's a lot more about remembrance in the Bible? There always is. God's always full of good things in his word. But I challenge you to take some time to remember this weekend. Not only do you remember those who gave their life for our freedom, in which we need to remember that, but take time to remember those who impacted your life and they're not with us today anymore. Could it be mom or dad or uncles or aunts or cousins or friends or family? We need to remember those people, how they impacted our life. If they're still alive, drop them a note. Maybe you need to drop them a note. Somebody that's impacted your life and you haven't heard from them, drop them a note for their contribution into your life. If they are no longer alive, tell someone about their impact. That's important to do too. But most of all, sometime during the weekend, take some time to remember the God who loves you. Remember him as creator.
Yes.
Remember him as creator. Remember the significance of the rainbow. Remember that and its significance in his relationship with us. Remember his promise of victory. Remember the sons, some of the milestones in your walk with him. Remember some of those. Remember he is the God of eternal restoration. Remember the work of Christ on your behalf. He knows our names. He knows your name, every one of them. He writes our name on the palm of his hand, and on the wonderful white stone you'll get a new name. We stand as an eternal memorial to his redemptive work. You and I do. When we come to Jesus, we are a memorial to his redemption. We represent him, and he looks at us. That's why the angels sing and rejoice when please. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I got excited remembering things about Jesus when I was doing this. And I start thinking, Lord, thank you for giving me the ability to remember. We take that for granted too, but he's such a good God. I'm going to keep saying, I'll never apologize for saying that God is a good God. There's things in our lives right now, maybe the Holy Spirit put in your mind right now, there's things in your life that you've forgotten about. You've forgotten about the good things that God brought deliverance to you on, helped you with something that was so difficult. Or maybe you forgot the person that came into your life that God used to encourage you to go that extra mile. As I was just speaking this, now a name came into my mind. You don't know who he is. Lyle Kinport. He's a city engineer from Mitchell, South Dakota. He was one of my customers. I sold him surveying equipment and stuff. And when I left the company I was working for and moved way away, and I got a check in the mail just when I needed it for a sum of money. Didn't ask him for it. I didn't even tell him I left the company. But I got this mail. And I just thank you. And in that letter he said, as you use this money, remember to do it for someone else. It goes on and on and on. Is there somebody in your life? I'm just going to ask everybody again, if you want to just take a few moments, you want to, you don't have to. Just come up together and use this altar. This altar, I want this altar, because I believe the supernatural events are going to take place, and there's going to be a time when you aren't going to be able to get up here. You're going to get crowded out. Remember, Memorial Day. I want to remember all the, as a new Christian, the altars that we were in a small church like this were, at the end of every service, pretty much, they were packed with people. Elderly, we had a lot of elderly people in there too, but, you know, I remember, and Amy has said this in the past too, I remember when they would kneel at the altar, some of the older folk as well as some of the younger, and there'd be tears, there'd be weeping, there'd be crying, there'd be groaning, there'd be moaning as they're coming before God, because God was doing a work in our church. The Holy Spirit would show up, and people who had ought against one another standing in an altar like this that may not like someone, and that's okay, not love each other's. But we see people that maybe we've been offended by or whatever. We watch the Holy Spirit begin to move in the hearts of people, and that I remember those times. I remember them as God healed relationships. And the body of Christ became the body of Christ. I remember those times because we need each other's. I need every single one of you, and you need me. And that's a fact. And so let's learn today on Memorial Day to remember each other's. Remember our brothers and sisters that are dealing with problems and situations. Send a prayer to the Lord upon their behalf. Remember to thank God for each one of us here. I want to see a supernatural move of God, and I believe we're on the edge. It's starting. God's doing some good work in many of the remnant churches out there right now. It's starting to happen. The ones that are dedicated to Him. I'd like you just bow your head for a moment of time, and just for the sake of... I listened to a comedian last night, and I was not happy with the guy. He was making fun of his pastor. He was making fun of the people in the church. He was making fun of a pastor that would make a salvation call, and he would say, the pastor said, anyone need Jesus, put your hands up, which we do. The audience was laughing. He said, I'm not going to embarrass you. Our pastor said, I'm not going to embarrass you. And he's mocking what a salvation call is, to encourage people to come to Christ. And it broke my heart, because I thought, there's a man who once knew that forgot God. I don't ever want to forget him. I've seen brothers and sisters who were once on fire for Jesus who forgot God. For whatever reason, they forgot him. And now instead of praise and worship, they've become ridicule and mockery and hate in their hearts. That's why I encourage you today out of Scripture, where God says, remember me. Remember me. Don't forget me. Solomon forgot him. Look what happened to him. Fortunately, he got around back, but he was a backslidden king. By the way, Ecclesiastes is the favorite book of the Jehovah's Witness. Interesting. They take everything from a backslidden king. it out of context. Let's pray together before our Lord, brothers and sisters, corporately. I like it when you come up here with me because I feel part of you now, see? You that are back there too, you're part of it as well. But Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus this morning. And Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for putting it in written form, Father, that it was inspired by the Holy Spirit and spoke into men's hearts to write 66 books to tell us what we need to know in this life. But Lord, thank you. Help me to remember my past brothers and sisters of the earth that have been encouraging to us. Help us to remember the input that you use them to help us to live for you. Lord, thank you for the person who led me, helped lead me to Jesus. I think about them right now. Every one of us up here, Lord, have memory, memorialized, and thoughts of people in our lives that have such impact. Good or bad, we learn from everything. So, Lord, I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will unite my brothers and sisters, those watching on social media, and those here today in the room before me. That you will join us all together to remember each other's beings, and we're going to fail at times. Lord, help me to remember not to be easily offended if somebody doesn't or does say things that are not correct. Help me to remember because Jesus said, forgive 7 times 70. That means continual. Forgive, forgive, forgive. I got to remember to forgive. I got to remember to live like Jesus. I got to remember to react the way Jesus did. Lord, help this congregation be a church that remembers. And now, Lord, to finish, I thank you, Lord, for our soldiers before us that fought for our freedoms in this great nation. I remember them. Help us to remember that it took blood. It takes a great cost to maintain freedom. Thank you for every soldier that has ever sacrificed their life for us. We remember that, Lord. But most of all, Lord, remember Jesus, because he sacrificed his life for the whole wide world. Every sin ever committed in the past, in the present, in the future, Jesus took it upon himself. And he shed that precious blood that has the power to wash us clean from all our unrighteousness. And so, Lord, we leave the hearts of the cross, Father. Thank you for the cross on which Jesus was crucified, remembering that that's where our sins were dealt with. Thank you, Lord. Bless every person here this morning, every home, those watching also, financially, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Lord, touch every home. Continue to use us. Lord, should Jesus tarry, I believe he's coming too, but should he tarry, continue to use us as the winning the lost, compelling the lost, encouraging others, helping others, doing the work, being about our Father's business until he comes again. And everybody shouted,
amen!
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. Drive carefully. There's a lot of crazies out there. I'll be one of them when I get in my truck. But have a blessed day. Tell somebody, happy Memorial Day.